Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Jordan, absolutely, we're diving into the 5 big mistakes people make with ChatGPT image prompts that are totally killing their click-through rates. Right. I mean, it's wild how many images are being generated these days. Did you know that since the big upgrade in March 2025, ChatGPT has created something like 700 million images? Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's a lot of images. But if half of those are failing to hit their CTR benchmarks, that's a real problem. Exactly. It's like trying to run a high-performance engine on low-grade fuel. You've got the tool that can work wonders, but if you don't use it right, you're just not going to get the power you need. So, what's the first mistake people are making? The first one is vague descriptors. You know, when someone comes into a shop and says, "My car is making a noise," it doesn't help the mechanic much, right? The same goes for image prompts. If you just say cat picture, that leaves a lot of room for the AI to interpret. So if I'm understanding correctly, being too vague can lead to images that don't really match what you need. Exactly. Studies show that vague descriptors can reduce visual relevance by about 47%. So if your goal is to get clicks, being specific is crucial. Wow, that's a huge drop. What's next on the list? Alex, the next mistake is using generic styles. Think about those viral Ghibli trends we saw back in April 2025. At first it worked great, but then everyone started copying it and the impact just tanked. Oh yeah, I remember that. Everyone jumped on the bandwagon. And then it felt like we were just seeing the same thing over and over. Right. When you rely on generic style prompts, you're actually hurting your uniqueness score. Data shows that generic styles can lower your uniqueness score by about 28%. And with so many companies now using AI tools, you risk blending in with the corporate wallpaper. So what's the alternative? How can someone stand out? Mixing styles is key. Instead of just saying oil painting, try something like oil painting with heavy impasto texture and neon palette. You've got to spice it up to grab attention. That makes total sense. So what's the third mistake? Missing negative prompts. This is where a lot of users fall short. Not using negative prompts is like driving without brakes. You're just asking for trouble. Interesting. Can you elaborate on that? Sure. If you don't tell the AI what to avoid, you're going to end up with all kinds of artifacts like extra fingers or weird text. HubSpot found that optimized prompts using negative parameters can boost CTR by 41%. So having that universal negative list saved in your notes can really help prevent those issues? Exactly. Things like text, watermark, blur, distorted, low resolution can make a huge difference. Anticipating what might go wrong is crucial for getting clean images. Got it. And I guess lighting plays a role too? Absolutely. Lighting is everything. If the lighting is flat, it could look like a DMV photo, definitely not eye-catching. Poor lighting can cut visual appeal by 35%. So you really want to be specific about lighting settings, right? Yes. If you tell the AI volumetric lighting coming from the top left, it can actually calculate shadows and highlights properly. It's about treating the AI like a tool, that not just a magic wand. That's such a great point. And what about the trends for 2026? We're seeing some interesting shifts, especially with search intent. Commercial image prompts are now triggering web searches almost 53.5% of the time. So if your images are vague, search engines are going to punish you for it. Wow, so vague prompts could actually lead to a CTR penalty? Exactly. There's a prediction that vague prompts could face a 15% CTR penalty in 2026. Companies like Nike have already started fixing their aspect ratio and lighting mistakes and saw revenue bumps because of it. Jordan, that's some serious money on the line.
For sure.
So if you're noticing low clicks, remember these 5 mistakes. Vague descriptors, wrong aspect ratios, generic styles, missing negative prompts, and poor lighting. Fixing these can help you regain real clicks and revenue. Great takeaways. So to sum it all up, be specific, watch your technical settings, and treat the AI like a tool. Exactly. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to check out our other episodes for more insights. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.